with help from heaven. Yes, Rav is asking if the supervisor is in the yeshiva. Yes.
So,
friends. The Greeks, they add to us another holiday. We're thanking. Need to respect them, to thank them. 8 days. Haman gave us only one day. The Greeks. Oh. We need to sing a thanks song to them, that because of them, by their merit, like Sukkot. Not just a regular holiday, it's a wonderful holiday, a huge wonder how the holidays that we received mid Rabbanan are so high. Holidays that we received from Rabbanan. The holidays Midoraita are not reaching the holidays of the Rabbanan. Days of Hanukkah. Which are amazing light. So we need to know that the wise people of that generation, that they were giants, they were huge, enormous people. They established for us those holy days. We're talking about the holiday of Hanukkah. They had such a power to pull such a light to the generations, and even in the days of Mashiach, that light is going to illuminate. I asked myself, we know that everything that Chachamim established, they established it for us, fixed it for us. So I asked myself, what is it that our wise people, they taught us to lit the Chanukiah in the street? People in the street are lighting. You can walk in Mesharim, you're going to see the streets are full with Chanukiot. So why they said to us, established for us, that we're going to light the Chanukiot in the streets, outside? So the one that gives the wisdom to the man, he helped me to understand that Chachamim, they're pulling a light, bringing light, that we will not going to fall back to that war that we had against the Greeks. That thing that Chachamim established for us to let the candles outside, because they want us not to keep the light only for ourselves, just illuminate it in the lowest places, under 10 tefachim, people that fell down from the holiness of Am Israel, people that are outside, totally outside, illuminate the light for them to the lowest places, to the people that are the farthest. Illuminate the light for them. Why? Because the one that gives wisdom to the man, he helps you to understand what happened in the time that people become to be like the Greeks. So the Greeks came and started to influence on the Jews to be non-Jews, to become like the Greeks. And they started to succeed. Another family, and then those ones that become to be Greeks, they themselves started to talk. They had a huge success. You should know that the danger that was then to destroy the nation was even more than in the days of Haman. In the days of Haman, there was a decree to kill and to ruin and to destroy all of the nation, kids and young people, everyone, the old people. It cannot be. That decree wouldn't happen. It couldn't be. Couldn't happen in the end. Because Hashem Yitzbarach created the world for Am Yisrael. And if there is no Am Yisrael, so there is no world at all. And the eternity of Am Yisrael is going to exist forever. There is no reality in the physical world that someone can destroy Am Yisrael, can kill all of the Jews. It cannot. There is no reality like that. It's going to be a Holocaust, it's going to be death, something, but Am Yisrael will not going to be ruined. So the risk, the danger, wasn't really to destroy totally all of Am Yisrael, but spiritually, Hashem Yitzbarach cannot interfere in the free choice of the man. Hashem Yitzbarach, he lets an evil leader that he is actually the cane, the stick of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's using him to fight Am Yisrael until few people are going to die and the decree is going to finish and this is it. But in spirituality, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot interfere. If the Greeks would achieve it, they could demolish all of Am Yisrael. That will have no leftovers, chas v'shalom. So I ask myself, why the wise people said to us to light the candles outside? I thought to myself, what? Those were bringing people to become like Greeks. But what? There was no Talmidei Chachamim in that generation that were helping to bring people closer into the Kedusha? So the Greeks were fighting to kidnap souls, and the Talmidei Chachamim going to fight to bring souls back into the Kedusha. The one that gives the wisdom taught me, let me understand that people were not, the Talmidei Chachamim were not distributing the light. If really the wise people of that generation, there was no war with Matityahu and all of it. It was not. There was no reason for a war. Because immediately when Hashem sees that those that are evil people trying to ruin Am Yisrael, that the one that makes them sin is even more horrible than the one that tried to kill them. So, but if they are fighting against Am Yisrael, and we are fighting back, and we are distributing the light of Hafasa to bring people into the Kedusha, we're going to have a group of people that are doing tshuva. In the end, the light is going to affect. We are now also in a in time of become to be like Greeks. But Baruch, there is huge amounts of cults and groups that influence on Am Yisrael to drop Judaism. But we don't need to fight with them. Why? Because we're distributing the light of Hafatzah. So the Chachamim of that generation, they said, don't light the candles in your house. The light of Chanukah, the light of the Torah, the light of the mitzvot, the light of the Beis HaMikdash, don't light it inside of your house. Just only under Asarat Fachim, outside in the street. See, don't do what they done then. Because I ask myself, why the Talmidei Chachamim in that generation wasn't going out to distribute? They saw that people become to be like Greeks. Everyone said, I'm going to watch my family, we're going to watch ourselves, we're going to watch our kids. It was a huge mistake. When there is hityavnut, if you are not going to go to distribute, your kids also going to go out to bad behavior. If you will not going to go out to distribute, you will not going to be able to watch over your kids. Why? First of all, simple explanation. Your kid, one day, suddenly, he's gonna meet someone, start talking to you. You cannot watch him. You cannot. When there is such a strong, bad spirit wind that spread, you cannot watch. And also, there is special punishment that Rabbeinu is talking about it. Why the sons of Talmidei Chachamim usually are not Talmidei Chachamim? You want to take care about yourself? Your sons will not gonna be Talmidei Chachamim. Nothing gonna help you. If you will not gonna take care to illuminate in Am Israel, you think, I'm gonna watch over myself, I'm gonna do this for myself. This is why the wise people in that generation, they said, no, we don't want it to come back again. People gonna want to be like the Greeks, another war. Who knows what's gonna be? We don't need that. Let's tell them to light the fire outside, the candles, and that they're gonna learn to go to distribute, to illuminate, to bring people closer to the Kedusha, and then we won't have that danger anymore. And they pulled such an amazing light of distribution, of illumination, to spread, to go out, to bring people closer, to illuminate. This is the light of Hanukkah. For sure, that what did I ask, and you know the question that I asked, and every year I'm trying to remind you that. Why we need to thank in those days? What's the connection? It's also the wise people of that generation. They realized how a Jew that every day he's keeping Torah mitzvot, after it he becomes to be a Jew. That every day that he's saying bracha, thank you Hashem that you haven't made me to be a goy, a non-Jew. And he becomes to be like a Greek, because he's not happy with the Judaism. You're not happy with the kippah, you don't have light from the kippah. You're not happy with beard and side curls, you don't have the light of them. You're not happy with the Torah, the light of the Torah is not illuminating in you. The light of the Torah mitzvot is the happiness. This is why only the one that has the light of thanks and praises, he can go out and influence. Because if a man is not happy in his Judaism, actually he is already a Greek. His inner side is Greek, just he looks like a Jew. But inside is already a Greek. And for sure that a Greek cannot influence on his kids to illuminate in them. You're a Greek. You can influence your kids to be Jews. For that, the one that is not going with thanks and praises, dancing and thanking, his kids are in danger to go out to bad behavior. This is why the wise people of that generation said that you should lit the fire and your family. First of all, you cannot illuminate your house if you're not illuminated. If you're yourself, you're a Greek. How are you going to be able to illuminate your kids if you're a Greek? Judaism is the happiness in the mitzvot, happiness in the Torah, the light of Torah mitzvot. If not, it's just to be like the Greeks. You cannot see Judaism. Judaism is to be happy, praise Hashem, praising the Lord in every mitzvah, every song, just to thank, to praise Hashem, to sing to Hashem, praising Him forever. Look, Hanukkah, it's an issue of educating the kids. We have Avrechim here, that probably they're Greeks, probably. Good Jews, but they're Greeks. This is why we have a lot of problems with their kids. Everyone that has problems with his kids, the only main thing is the father and the mother, and especially the father. There is no way to cheat yourself. Say friends, the Talmud Torah, don't cheat yourself. I've been raised in a house and in a neighborhood that I told you. My friend's been murdered. I don't count even how many people been murdered from when I was a kid. A horrible neighborhood of crime. But we grew in a Jewish house. In a house that they were happy in Judaism. They were happy. The one that never saw my father, how that he was happy. He never saw Judaism in his life. I'm not overreacting. Huge happiness. All of his life he was so happy. We lived, even though that we went far, we came to Eretz Israel and went far from Judaism, but the house was warm, good parents, so it was guarding, watching all over us. And no one from my brothers is not smoking, no drinking, all of them they have shalom bayit, all of the family. It's all coming from the house. Even that I have two brothers that are still chilonim, but they have shalom bayit and behaving in derech eretz, good attributes, honor. What that you soak in the house, I wish that all of Am Yisrael can have that. Only the house is watching over the kids. Someone asked me, why Haredim and also Hasid Breslev, their kids are falling to bad behaviors? Why? Also Hasid Breslev, it's a huge, huge, horrible situation. Simple, they don't have peace in the house, and this is the answer. There is no peace in the house, there is no kids, no children. No. No peace in the house, no children. Shalom Bayit, in who it depends. Go learn Garden of Peace, you're going to see in who it depends. And then you should learn also Briti Shalom. Shlomo Turgeman, one of the distributors of the thing, he gave the book Briti Shalom. Here is Shlomo, the sweet Shlomo. He gave it to him Friday or Thursday. On Sunday he called him, where is that rabbi? I want to kiss his legs. Where is this rabbi? I want to kiss his legs. Avrech, you should know, we are in a generation that rabbis are defecting in the holiness, even more than rabbis. I don't want to say more than rabbis making pgama brit. It's a generation who is not, that is not holding that holy book of Beriti Shalom, working with it like he should. We're never going to taste the taste of heaven. There is no taste of heaven in this world except of Kedusha, holiness. We're saying in the Shmona Esrei, do for your own name, for your name, like we're saying in Birkot HaTorah, that the kids, that all of us are going to know your name. What it means for your name? To thank you always. To thank you always. This is Judaism. To thank. To know that it's all good. When we're praising in the Kaddish, that we need to praise Hashem Yitbarach always. For your name, what it means for your name? That all of the world is going to know that there is only one name to Hashem. That Hashem is good and is doing only good. Just going to go with thanks, with praises. This is for your name. After it, bring us back to your Torah. Created the world Hashem Yitbarach for the Torah. But it all depends. It's all leaning on that we're doing it all for your name. First of all, thanks. What it means that people know your name? The light of thanks and gratitude. This is light of Judaism. After it, learning your Torah. You're not happy with your Judaism. You will never going to be able to learn Torah. If you're going to be able to learn Torah for Hashem Yitbarach, it all depends if you know the name of Hashem, that everything is good, that Hashem is only good and doing good, that He's only mercy, that He is the one that gives wisdom, that He is teaching Torah to Am Yisrael. You know the name of Hashem. Hashem is healing all of the sick people of Am Yisrael. He's blessing the years. He's gathering all of the people. You know the name of Hashem. You're going with thanks. You thank you on that, and thank you on that. And you're singing. This is for your name. After it, do for your holiness. Because those are four basic things, foundations. If Am Yisrael will not going to work on holiness, which holiness are we going to have? Kedushatecha, it's when Am Yisrael are working on their Kedusha. This is the order. Holiness. Please do for your holiness. To work on holiness. To work on holiness. You should be holy because I'm holy, Hashem said. Every avrech that still have problems with his children, he needs to decide that he doesn't care about nothing. He's doing everything to do tshuva and to pray and to beg. What do you want? That the kid's gonna grow and go out to bad behavior? Hashem gonna save. Hashem gonna save us all. It's hard, bad behavior in the house of the man. It's worse even than the war of Gog Magog. It's something that bad behavior in the house of the man. You want to risk all of your house. You want to risk all of your life. What do you want to do? Drop everything. Go. Start confess yourself. Take the book Brit Shalom. Take Garden of Peace. How can you say bad comments to your wife? Still Avrechim, but say bad comments. Such a long chapter we wrote on that. You're murdering her. Every bad. I said that every bad comment is like a crack in the house. You don't see that crack, but it's a crack in the house. Another crack, another crack. You're gonna finally gonna see. In the end, the house is a ruin because all of the bad comments of the husband. You're more understanding, you're wiser, like the one that are saying, no, but in the Garden of Peace, it's not for me. Take yourself in your hands. Do that you're going to have Shalom Bayit. Work on holiness of the covenant. Cancel that stupid lust. It's the punishment of this world. As much as the Yetzirah become to be stronger and stronger, and Mamash, he becomes to be, he cannot grab a man that holds the book Berit Shalom. The Yetzirah cannot touch him, doesn't have no approach to him, cannot reach him. The issue of Chanukah is the education. You're coming to justify. No, it's not because of me. It's because of the school. It's because of the friends. Alright, you are right. But you have a problem in your house. You are right and you're suffering. And you have a criminal in your house. So you are right. Alright. The school, the Talmud Torah, they are the one to blame. Alright? Stay right and stay with that boy. Deal with him. Are you normal? After all of the effort that I was trying to put inside all of the books, that a man gonna know that he's the only one to blame in all of the suffering that he's got. This is my opinion. That all of the Torah is standing on one thing, that there is no suffering without a sin. And I'm strong in that until 120. That all of the Torah is standing only on one thing, that there is no suffering without a sin. If you don't believe in that basic thing, you cannot get closer to the Torah. So, because then for sure he's going to blame everyone. You're the one to blame, you're the one to blame. He's never going to complete his tshuva. The foundation that holds all of the Torah is to know. From the beginning that Hashem gave me that merit, illuminate the light of Him inside of me, immediately I knew that all of the Torah is standing on that rule, that there is no suffering without a sin. So go look how to do tshuva. Don't look how to see someone else. Take yourself in your hands. Go shout to Hashem. And you're going to see that when you're doing half an hour on one issue, you see salvation. You see that. You can see that. So what now? You're getting wiser. Chanukah, it's education. Educate yourself to go with thanks. That kids see that in the house people are singing and dancing, the parents are singing. They see the father really, not that he's acting, that he's happy to be a Jew. He's happy to be a Jew. He's happy, he's full of joy. He's happy to learn, he's happy to pray, he's happy to say, thank you, thank you, thank you, all of the time. The kids, they will love to be Jews because they saw Judaism. Judaism is the happiness. Judaism is the happiness. They saw Judaism. They saw every kid. And naturally, he loves his father. He sees his father that he's happy. He wants to be like his father. What he wants? To be like his father. But if he sees his father, that inside of him he's actually a Greek. So what he gonna do, that boy? The boy doesn't see no light. What you gonna tell him? Oh, pray, you should pray, you should do. All day long you're gonna... If you will not gonna receive the light, nothing gonna help you. Never. Don't lie to yourself. If you are not gonna receive the light, what, you're gonna make him crazy all day long? Leave him alone. Go. Go look for ways how to bring the light. Look for something more strong. Don't say bad comments. With bad comments, you will never gonna go back to do tshuva. Tell him pray. You learned. You haven't learned. If he doesn't have the light, he doesn't want. What you gonna do? Look for ways how to give him a will. What you can do? You can chase after him all day long. You see a boy that he's got a will. He's got a will. Even a boy that he doesn't really have a will, but you live with him with love, and he's happy to be a Jew in a simple way, not in a high way. In a certain time, he's gonna wake up. Just don't cover the Judaism for him. Don't hit him. Don't insult him. Don't go down on him, on his life. So he will not gonna be a Talmid Chacham now. If you will just gonna let him grow, that he's gonna love Judaism, one day he's gonna be a Talmid Chacham also. One day he's gonna wake up. And even if you're gonna pray on him a little bit, finally you're gonna wake up. But if you're gonna turn off the light totally with your bad comments, with your insultings, you're gonna block the light for him. Education, it's only thanks and praises. This is what we're learning from our holy rabbi. That education, it's thanks and praises. Only thanks and praises. There is nothing else. It's all truth. We're saying, if the parents are always going with thanks and praises, Avrech told me that he heard the son, 3 years old, 4 years old, he heard them, thank you HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the pillow, thank you HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the bed, thank you on the blanket, thank you HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Suddenly from outside of the room he heard his kid saying three words, four. Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you. Learns to say thank you and everything. Happy all day long. This is it. Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on the chair. Thank you on the wonderful, pretty Bet Knesset that you gave us, on the table, on the holy book, on the mic, on the speakers, everything, on the electricity. Thank you, Hashem. Thank you, Hashem. Thank you. Need to thank every second. Every second. Sitting, learning Holy Torah. We're saying in Modeh Ani Lefanecha in the end. that we're waking up early and they're waking up early. I woke up in the morning when I came to pray in the net. I said, what, so early? Look how many people drive in the cars. They're also waking up early, poor people. In that time already they're running, chasing after their lusts and desires. I thought they're sleeping a little bit. They live a little bit. Look how they're waking up early. Wake up early. We're putting effort and they're putting effort. We're receiving a reward and they're not receiving no reward. Why? They have huge incomes, good incomes. Reward, it's only when you're getting close to Hashem. Punishment is to be far away from Hashem. We're praying, we're learning, we're getting closer to Hashem. But they are working so hard and they're just getting farther and farther from Hashem. We need to say we're working and receiving a reward and they're working and they're going to be punished. Not only that they're not receiving reward, they're going to be punished in the end. A reward and punishment, it's not money. It's only, the reward is only to get closer to Hashem. Only this. You're far away from Hashem, Hashem is going to help. This is why we need to educate ourselves, our children, with thanks and gratitude. This is the light. That it's the light of Hanukkah. That Chachamenu pulled it, that it's going to illuminate. And only by that light, the salvation is going to be. And to illuminate this world all over the wide world. Put the books in the houses to go out, to know we have to go out. You are not going to go out. Don't think to yourself. Go out to all of Am Israel, even to the non-Jews. Go out, go out. You think that you're going to watch over yourself and you're going to be a learner and this is it. You learned until 3, until 4, 5. Go out. This is it. What are you going to do? Go, illuminate. You have a light. Go illuminate it. With the help of Hashem. So now, with the help of Hashem, in the days of Hanukkah, that it's days of thanks and gratitude. Tomorrow morning, hopefully, we're going to have the merit to pray here in the nets. Even some of the wake up late. So come and say the Hallel. You can say the Hallel and after it to pray Shachrit. Hallel here is not a regular Hallel. Hallel, it's Hallel. Praising. In 6 and 17 minutes, it's Hanetz. So the Hallel is going to be in 15 minutes, something like 15 minutes before of 7. So you woke up late. So what? So come, say Hallel. Say. Not every day it's Purim. Not every day it's day for Hallel. In Hanukkah we're saying the complete Hallel, more than in Pesach. Hallel HaShalem, a complete Hallel in Hanukkah. Believe me, also today in my Tzedut I prayed that I will not going to say to my wife no bad comment, even accidentally. Even that me, I don't remember almost, I don't see, looking for when I said bad comment to my wife, I don't remember. But I'm still praying on it every day. Why? Because from the beginning that Hashem let me see that point, I prayed on it. In the beginning I had to pray long, long prayers on that I was not going to say bad comments. I had a big Yetzirah of arrogance, of saying bad comments. You think that you are fixed and you come to fix the other. And then I realized that actually I'm the problem. I'm the problematic one. Finally I decided to accept it, that this is the fact. That the defect is me. Ha, 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 ha. fighting, rebuking. One entered to the house of his friend. He saw him that he's under the bed. And his wife with the broom saying, go out. So he's saying to her, I am the man in the house. I'm going to decide when to go out and when not to go out. Under the bed. A man under the bed. This is why really every day should pray on Shalom Bayit. Every day I'm praying, please Ribono Shel Olam, let me honor my wife, to respect my wife and give me the merit, which words, good words to tell her, to praise her, to satisfy her, how I'm going to make her happy, that I'm always going to remember that I'm not worthy nothing without her, and going to let her to understand it. I'm going to give her that feeling that I know that everything that I have is from her. If you're not going to know how to honor your wife with truth, really, you're going to find yourself where you shouldn't find yourself. Like that it's written in Beriti Shalom. Like that it's written in Likutei Moharan. Everyone that is arrogant, he is falling to lust for Eshet Ish. And the Rav Berland explained that it's talking about his wife. He's got lust for his wife. But if a man is humble, he's praying every day to cancel that lust. It's not the attachment and the connection between them at all. Totally not. They have a real connection, real relationship, love. It's numeral value of the word one. Love is a numeral value of one. Don't cheat yourself. Just Hashem is emet, Moshe is emet, and the Torah is emet, is truth. And work. And don't fool yourself to think that now you're going to start and work and this is it. No, it's a long journey, but start working. Also for me, it took a long time, long years until I achieved. But Baruch Hashem, I was working. But at least we're working the right work. And I'm saying to you, please, everyone wake up to understand, to see how that these kids are going to be educated in Derech Eretz with good attributes. We're asking, you are satisfying everyone to his will. You know that Hashem gives the will, so pray that Hashem is going to give your son the will to learn Torah. What did you know that he lack of that will? Pray that Hashem is going to give him that will. Try to complete your tshuva and also to pray on your son. Without a will, can I penetrate a will to my son? If you could take a stick and to penetrate the will with a stick, I would do that, but you cannot. The court, they had the ability to penetrate the will through heating. This is what Chazal said, that you can hit him until that he's saying, I want. They were totally holy. Sanhedrin. But as for us, if he had a little bit of a will, when you hit him, this is it, he lost it also. You cannot penetrate the will with hittings. You see that he doesn't want, so leave him alone. What do you want? Now you're going to hit him. If someone has a better advice to punch with the right hand, with the left hand, something, tell me. Let me know, maybe. Say. Someone tried how you push a will into with comments, insulting, bad comments, curses. Tell me. If someone knows, if someone is an expert and you know, just he is fulfilling the will. For sure that you need to do tshuva. Every time that you see that your son doesn't have attraction to Judaism, it's because that you, when you brought his soul down to this world, you gave him a body that doesn't attract to holiness. So do tshuva. Please, Ribono Shel Olam, I caused it, that he's got a body that doesn't love Torah, doesn't love to pray, just love desires and lusts. I'm asking for forgiveness. Do tshuva. Please, with your loving kindness, you have all of the powers. With that contaminated body, you can penetrate the will into it. You can pray. First of all, do tshuva. Please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, forgive me. I sinned. I'm real. I'm not lying. I sinned. He received that body from me, the soul. He received it from you. But I gave a body to him that is not attracted to Judaism, not attracted to Torah. So I'm asking forgiveness. I'm sorry. I wish that I knew the book Briti Shalom before I got married. If I would have the merit to work on that. It's better late than never. But you, Hashem, you can do whatever. But you can do with that contaminated body that I brought it. To give him a will that he's going to want you. This is what it means to do tshuva and to pray. So this is why in the morning we have the Hallel all of the week. I wish that everyone can try not to miss the Hallel, because the days of Hanukkah are days of thanks. And when you're really thanking Hashem, I wish that when we're lighting the candles, we need to sing a lot more songs. But in the morning, to start with thanks, praises and songs to Hashem, to know this is the work of Hanukkah. Praise and sing and thank. It's a gift that Hashem gave us in Chut Shel Chesed, that we can, praising Hashem, we can say Hallel. In Sukkot we had an Hallel that we made almost 2 hours Hallel. But there was no band in that day. But we had such a special light. With no band, and we made a Hallel. Oh, is a Hallel. Which Hallel we had? Praise Hashem. That Hallel is walking with us. Every Hallel that you're doing it, it's getting inside you, and it's helping you, and it's walking with you. So don't miss. You woke up late, so come. What? So what's gonna happen? Say Hallel, and after it, pray Shachrit. Yes. The end of time of Kriyat Shema, it's now at 8:05, something like that. So you can say Hallel until 20 minutes before of 8 and pray Shachrit. Main thing, you sang Hallel, you said Hallel Hashalem. Smile. How a Rav is making the order of Hadlakah. First of all, I'm trying to light the candles immediately in the right time. 5 minutes before of 5, I think. First of all, we're trying to light it in time to prepare everything. Washing the hands. Everyone that can go to the mikveh before, it's the best. Who that can do that. But if not, it's okay also. But to wash the hands, netilat yadayim, and to say I'm bonding myself, and to say l'shem yichud. I'm saying every l'shem yichud that I can find in the books. Another l'shem yichud. Another l'shem yichud. Start a little bit early. Another prayer. Another prayer. It's wonderful prayers. Lighting the candles. It's not allowed. A lot of people mistaken that immediately after the lighting the candles, they're singing. Hanerot alali, you're not allowed to sing. Yeah. After that you lit the first candle, now you can start singing and saying the next words. But the main thing is to light one candle. This is why you say the bracha, lighting the first candle, and then you can say Hanerot alalu. And then singing the song, singing Maoz Tzur, dancing, all of that song, and then singing Mizmor Shir Chanukat Abayit with music, Mizmor Letoda with music, 7 times Vihi Noam. It's a huge guarding. 7 times Vihi Noam, the verse, and Yoshev Beseter, saying Ana Bechoach with our tune, with the music of Breslev, to say 7 words, every word 7 times, and there are more songs to say. Yeah, they gave him a copy of it, all written in one place, the Breslev. L'amnatzach bin ginot mizmor shir, also to say it with music. First of all, mizmor shir Chanukah b'bayit, l'amnatzach bin ginot. Ma'oz, so, l'amnatzach bin ginot, ana b'choach. And I'm saying V'Noam seven times that it's not written, and then Yoshev B'Seter Elyon one time. Just only seven times the verse V'Noam. Only the verse V'Noam seven times, and then saying Yoshev B'Seter Elyon. I'm praying Ma'ariv after it. First of all, lighting in the time, the right time, and after it, praying Ma'ariv. First of all, to light, to lit in time. There is an opinion in the halacha that you're allowed to pray Ma'ariv before and then to light the candles. So the ones that wants to do it inside of the half an hour, first half an hour, and they're running and doing everything fast, we can even decide to make a minyan here. All that you're lighting in the time. Sfaradim can pray Ma'ariv in a shul in a Beit Knesset before of the sunset. You can do that. It's a good advice. And also Ashkenazim, they can do that. They have an opinion to count on. They can do that also. Usually I'm lighting all of the candles. The kids, when they were young, I gave them a Chanukiah to light for themselves. And everyone had a Chanukiah for himself. And it's better that the light gonna grow. More light, more light. Everyone have his own Chanukiah. Songs and praises and dance. The best way is to do it close to the candles outside, in the street. This is the best. But everyone, and all of the time I'm trying to look, at the candles, on the flame. It's very useful, helpful for holiness of the eyes to look on the light of the candles, on the flame itself. I'm trying to do that all of the time. Those songs, it takes half an hour and maybe a little bit more. So they're asking here. All of those songs are very good. It's all prayers. It's all prayers. Prayers with music. Half an hour you're praying.
Touch.
Happy holiday to everyone.
Rabbi, are you going to have anything on Sunday or not?